Welcome to Unstuck, the podcast for solo business owners who want things to feel better. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, and your honest voice of reason when business starts to feel messy. Each week, I share real advice and simple strategies to help you untangle your thoughts, get clear on what matters, and move forward without burning out or starting from scratch. Here's this week's episode. Are you scared stuck? I know we normally say scared stiff, but scared stuck, I think, is more accurate here. And are you scared stuck of wasting time and money on yet another bad investment? That's what today's episode of Unstuck is about with me, Libby Langley. So if you've ever spent money on something that didn't deliver, you know, a course, a coach, some software, and now you're terrified of wasting more time and money, you're not alone. Hello, I've done it many, many times. So you're in very good company. So today's episode is about something that stops a lot of, you know, you absolutely brilliant people from getting the support and getting the stuff that you really need. The fear of wasting time and money again. Oh, it's just unhorrible. Unhorrible? No, it's not unhorrible. It is horrible. It's just, you know, it's something that I don't think that there is anybody in business who's ever invested in anything who hasn't thought, well, that was a bit shit. And often, you know, it can be really expensive, right? A real big chunky investment. I've done it several times. You know, I can think of three major, and I mean major, like thousands. No, more thousands than you're thinking of. More thousands. Yeah, no, more thousands than that too. Yeah, that many thousands that I've kind of just wasted, I think, on stuff. And I don't like to say wasted because you always learn something from everything, right? Even if it's just, oh no, okay, right, I can see why that's not right. I still think that there is value in that. And yes, I have to tell myself that because otherwise I'll go insane from the investments that I've made along the way, right? So it's interesting that how this kind of keeps you stuck, you know, this kind of being burnt previously can keep you stuck with stuff. And I know I've had people email me to say, I've spent all this money on something and it's not right. And I'd love to come join your community, but I can't at the minute. And it's like, you know, and that's difficult because it really frustrates me that people get ripped off. Is not right, because everything works for somebody, right? It's not that. Yeah, sure, there are some scams out there, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about kind of investing something that isn't the right fit rather than being out and out conned. It's really difficult because from my point of view, I know that I can support people because, you know, with feeling stuck and with overthinking and with wanting a simpler business and wanting to feel clearer, calmer, wanting to take the pressure off, you know, that's really my jam. And I'm really very good at it. And I know that I can support people with that. But there's kind of no teaching in there necessarily. Sure, I can teach you some tools and techniques that will help with all of those things. But a lot of it is listening. A lot of it is listening. A lot of it is reflecting back what's been said. A lot of it is providing the space to just go, I don't know what I'm doing today, and to help unpick that and put a kind of action plan in place. And that's incredibly, incredibly valuable. And honestly, that's what most business owners need. That's what I've really ever needed. Yeah, I've learned a ton of stuff along the way and it's been really, really interesting. But, you know, coaching programs, and I say that kind of in inverted commas there, coaching programs that I've been in, a lot of them I felt have been quite destructive. Ooh, that's a strong word to use, isn't it? But actually, you know, made me feel like I'm the problem, like I'm broken, like, you know, if I just change my entire personality and my entire way of living, everything will be fine, I'll be a millionaire. And that's never the case. It's never you. It's never me. It's something not aligning. And that's the real difference, you know, that you're trying to do something that someone else says is a good idea, or you're trying to follow someone else's formula or something like this. And that's, you know, it's never going to work, right? That's just never going to work. You've always got to find your own way in business. And if you become scared of investing in something, be that coaching, be that another course for something that you do genuinely want and need to learn, or be that kind of, you know, therapy or something like that, then that can really hold you back. Because I do absolutely categorically believe that we cannot do this solo. You know, this thing we call business, we cannot do entirely solo. We need other people who get it too. We need support in some shape or form. Could be from just, you know, being in a business owner's Facebook group, whatever, it kind of doesn't matter what it is, but there needs to be some kind of support, and there needs to be a lot of trust, and there needs to be a safe space. And that's the kind of thing that's missing. And when we don't have that, we are open to all sorts of very good marketing preying on us and our insecurities and our vulnerabilities. And that's where we perhaps make the investments that aren't the right fit for us. One that I remember a few years ago, I don't know, was it during COVID? I think it was during the early stages of COVID, so probably 2020. So, I mean, this is a few years ago now. And it was very, very spiritual. And I'm not really, you know, my friend and EFT coach, Jackie Akery, calls it woo adjacent. And I guess I'm kind of like that, but I'm, you know, I'm such a kind of cynic and skeptic about stuff that I would not in any way class myself as spiritual. But I do believe that if you want something enough, you'll make it happen, but it might not be exactly the thing. And that's different from just manifest it, because it's about you taking the action and moving forward, right? But, you know, I don't know. I think that the thing that we want comes to us eventually because we take that path towards it, right? So I don't know. Is that we're adjacent? I don't know. But anyway, you know, and so I joined this program that was just so spiritual. I was just like, what the fuck am I doing here? What is this? What is this? And it was all about trauma, all about trauma. Now, yes, we need to... sometimes it can be helpful, look back on, you know, our beliefs and where they came from and try and kind of, you know, address that and all that stuff. But to spend the whole time looking back at past traumas and actually for you to be made to, you're kind of being gaslit a little bit or made to feel inadequate because your trauma isn't anything like as bad as the trauma of the person who's running the program. And it's like, oh, right, so I'm not really traumatized, so it is just me. And honestly, it was just a horrible space to be in. It was just like, and hearing about the person who hosts it, trauma week after week after week, was just like, yeah, I feel great about my life now because none of those things happened to me. But also, why am I here? Because they clearly don't really, in your eyes, have any trauma to heal. So anyway, it was a terrible fit. And yeah, thankfully, I'm not part of that anymore. So, you know, but I can't remember why I joined it in the first place. I assume because I read the marketing and thought, oh God, yeah, I am completely broken. This is just me. It's just terrible. If I fix myself, everything will be better. And COVID was a challenging time. So I don't know. It's just funny when you kind of look back because I wouldn't do that now, but clearly at the time that marketing spoke to me. And you've got to be, you know, marketing's like a dark art. You know, I'm maybe too open and honest in my marketing because I'm not going to fix anybody. I don't think I have the skills. I certainly don't have the qualifications to fix anybody. What I will do is I will listen and I will make you feel better, right? But, and that feels like an underclaim. So, but it's the honest truth. I will make you feel better. I will enable you to move forward. I will help you get unstuck. I will stop you overthinking. But I'm not going to heal some horrific trauma from your past because I can't do that. I think you've got to be a real specialist to do that. So yeah, it's about, I don't know, I guess it's about staying in your lane and also knowing yourself as to what it is that you want to to do, right? And if you've been through an experience where you invested, you know, multiple thousands of pounds into something that made you feel either inadequate or gaslit or just, what am I doing? Then you can be fearful of investing again. But it's not the investing in something that's the issue. It's the discernment with which we, and I do include myself in it, which we believe the marketing. And I kind of want to, I want you to think about that, right? Because this sounds incredible. This sounds incredible. Yeah. How much of that is actually going to happen, right? With all of these things, with all any coaching program or any course or anything, you've got to do the work. You know, we all have to do the work. The person that you're buying from will either provide you with all the information to learn the stuff or be there to support you through the stuff and with the stuff. And that's the rest is kind of on us to do the work. And yeah, if it's not the kind of work that you want to do, or it's not the kind of work that's actually, you know, like helpful to you, turns out, then think twice about it and think about why it is that you are drawn to what's being said. Is it because you feel like you're failing in some way? Is it because you're feeling desperate? Is it because you're just overthinking absolutely everything? Is it just because you're really stuck at where you are at the minute and you don't really know what to do next, right? Or is it, and or is it because social media is telling you are all these things, you are a failure and your life would just be so much better if you did this, 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 and this, right? It's not cool. It's just not a cool way of doing things. And I'll never do that. You know, I'll always be, and yeah, could I make more money if I promise some big promise? Yeah, probably. But the whole point of what I do is that everybody's journey is different. You know, yes, everybody comes and joins my Confidence to Grow community, but everybody's experience and journey is different because it's so personalized, because it's all about conversations and what do you need? There's a common theme, right? People feel stuck. People aren't necessarily sure what to do next. People are tired. People just want to move on and have a happy life with their business and get as much profit and it not being too big a stress, right? That's the kind of common theme, which is just, I'm so here for that, right? Because it's reality. But what that actually looks like is very, very different for everybody. And that's what I love. I love the variety of it. And I love the fact that I can support people at so many different ages and spaces and duration of business and all of that. It's really wonderful. And I feel very privileged to be able to do that, right? So kind of that's, you know, but I really understand being stuck because you're scared of wasting time and money. Absolutely get it, because I've done it so many times. Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it? And so bad investments, they linger in your nervous system long after they're over. You know, like talking about that thing back in 2020, it's 5 years ago, for goodness sake, you know? It might be longer than you've had your business as a whole. It might be, I mean, it's longer than, I can't even remember what I was offering back then. Well, one-to-one coaching, because I've always done that. But yeah, I don't know. Can't remember what my program was. And so, you know, who knows? There's different iterations of all of us, right? And we're in different times and spaces. And the decisions that you made during COVID, for example, probably won't be the ones that you make now. Whilst I loved I really loved lockdown, to be honest, because my husband and I, we just got to shut ourselves away and it'd just be us and the world was quieter and it was just, there was less traffic and less noise. And that was just really, really good. I think everybody, me and him included, went a little bit mad because of the uncertainty and the change in how we live our lives and all of this. So, you know, the decisions you make during that year or two's period, probably not the ones that you'll make now for sure. But what I would never want, and I don't suffer from, actually, but I would never want for you, is any embarrassment, shame or regret that to kind of derail you from going forward. Because we've all made bad decisions or because I don't want to kind of slag off any particular program or any particular people, because like I say, everything will work for somebody. It's about you making a choice that's not the right fit for you, which is really, really different. This is where this kind of feeling of wasting time and money comes from. Yeah. It's not that they are per se bad or unethical or a scam. It's that it's not right for you. Right. That's really different, you know, really different to say. But there is embarrassment and shame and regret and all those things tied up with that to a certain extent, because you think, oh God, if I haven't spent that, I could have gone on holiday, or I could have join Libby's, come work with Libby in our community instead, or, you know, all sorts of things, right? There's lots of things that you could do instead, but you will have learned something from your experience. I've learned a lot from my experience. It's that really super spiritual things don't suit me, because that's not, you know, I'm autistic. My brain is very logical. I need an element of logic and practicality in everything that I do, or it doesn't make sense to me. And that's the way that my brain is wired. And knowing that is fine. Helps me make more conscious choices. And that's what this is all about. It's making the conscious choice and investigating things and having conversations with people. What's this really like? Not, wow, that's a great sales page. Oh my God, I want that now. Oh my God, I need that. What's it actually going to be like? Are my needs going to be met? And any coach or program coordinator, deliverer worth their salt will take the time to have the conversation with you, because it's got to be right for both parties. Because I would never want someone to come and work with me if I knew that it just wasn't a fit. You know, if you're a real like hustle marketer, or you really hustle, 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 I'm not the right person for you, because I strongly do not believe that that is the way you have to run a business, right? And also, oh, if you're not a woman, then I might not be right either, because my space is for anybody who identifies as a woman. So, you know, if you don't, probably not right. But that's, yeah, these are all decisions that we get to make and we get to tell people about, and we get to share our beliefs and our thoughts and all about us. And that's all, that all helps with the trust and the integrity. And when you're looking to invest with someone or in something, you should be able to feel like you matter, and the person doing the delivery or selling the thing is accessible to you, right? And that's a sliding scale, because if you want to buy a template for 10 quid, you can maybe just buy it, right? But we're talking about investing a lot of money here, you know, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 20,000, however much you want to invest, this feeling burnt can come from, and where you can be scared stuck about ever doing it again. And there's a difference between slowing down and making, you know, to make a smart choice versus avoiding all risk. And that's kind of a better way probably of saying what I've just said, really. You know, thinking about something for 24 hours or 48 hours before you hit the go button is torture for those of us with ADHD. However, also a smart decision, right? A smart decision, because you're never going to avoid all risk, right? There's a risk with everything that we invest in. We buy a new car, we buy a new house, we buy a sandwich. There's a risk, there's an element of risk involved in every single purchasing decision that we make. And that's fine. So you're never going to eliminate all risk, right? But it's making a smart decision, slowing down and making a smart decision is the thing to do. So I made a pact with myself and with Jackie, my beautiful friend, Jackie Akari, and with my husband a year or two ago, that I will not invest in anything until I've thought about it at least overnight. And it kills me. But also, I have not invested in things because I've forgotten about it. I've realized it wasn't right. I think, oh, you know, I can't be bothered. You know, those feelings that help you distinguish between a dopamine hit of doing it now and actually, do you know what, this is really going to be, this is going to be a good thing. And it's really difficult, particularly when it comes to buying trainers. Really, really, it kills me. However, it saved me quite a bit of money and a lot of headspace, actually, because I've not invested in things that it turns out I just couldn't even remember what they were 2 days later. So, and this is, you know, this is very much geared to a neurodivergent brain, everything that I'm saying, because I think your brain probably works like my brain, whether you're diagnosed or not. Your brain probably works a lot like I do. And also, if you're perimenopausal, then you won't remember either. So, you know, all these things kind of fit together. And I think it's really important that we address this, right? It's not, you know, all these countdown timers and all that. It's like, you're not necessarily going to miss out if you don't do it, because maybe it just wasn't quite right. And I know that's terrible sales advice, because we're all taught from day dot that if you don't do it today, your life isn't going to be worth living tomorrow. But actually, good stuff and good people will be available to you when you need them, right? And that's not to say put stuff off forever, because there's price rises and, you know, get the help now when you need it, right? But remember what is you needing the support and what is a marketing tactic. I guess that's kind of what I'm saying, for you to differentiate between, right? You know, my program's always, my community's always open. You can join today, you can join tomorrow, you can join next week. You can join in 2 months' time. The price may have gone up, but, you know, it's still going to be amazing and it's still going to help you. But definitely, I think about something for 24 hours and then do it or don't do it, right? I think that's probably the best advice you'll ever get in terms of investing or not investing in something. It's interesting what a kind of healthy investment feels like, right? You know, before, during, and after the decision. So before the decision, I think you've got to feel excited about it. You've got to feel a little bit apprehensive because of the money that you're investing in that. Oh, I don't know. What if everybody knows each other and I'm new and all that? You know, there's always kind of an element of fear, but excitement about things. But actually trusting that the person you're investing in, who's going to support you, is honest and will actually do what they say they're going to do. That's got to be your feeling beforehand, right? The during starts with day one, the minute you've given your money. You know, do you get an email welcoming you? Do you get something nice in the post? I don't know. Do you get a one-to-one call with them? Are you made to feel like you've actually joined something and you are important? And again, depending on how much you're investing and what you're investing in, that will be on a sliding scale. But I've spent a lot of money on one particular, not the one I mentioned before, another one, one particular program, and didn't even get like a notebook. And I just thought, surely we should get a notebook and a pen, right, to help us with this. And I did, about a year ago, I did a couple of episodes that it's worth you scrolling back about surprise and delight with your clients. It's worth scrolling back and listening to those because they are very, very relevant to how they're about how you can surprise and delight your clients, but they're good to listen to in terms of how you might want to feel when you are investing, right? So you can flip it back. So I think you should always feel supported. You should always feel like you matter in whatever that way that looks like. And after the decision, yeah, depends how long you're in there, right? It might be a week thing, it might be 6 months, it might be a lifetime access. Depends what it is. And you should always feel like you're still part of it. You should always feel like you can show up. You should always feel comfortable. You should never feel judged. Yeah. And then after, if it finishes, so if it's a time-bound thing, like, you know, a few months, a few weeks, whatever, then afterwards, you should always feel like, do you know what, that was good. I don't, you know, what did I get out of it? Can't necessarily say concretely, because some things don't do that, but I'm glad I was there. I'm glad I did that. And that's the feeling, yeah? My Confidence to Grow community is lifetime access, so you can dip in for as long as you need to, right? And check out for periods of time if you need to, but you can always come back. And if you take time out and come back, it's like you just walk into a room of friends. It's great. It's just so warm that I am extremely proud of that. And it doesn't matter. And if someone says, I need to step back for a bit, everyone's like, we're here. It's just great. It's just really lovely. And so that feeling of belonging and being part of something is really important. Yeah. So these are all things for you to think about and for you when you invest, but also for how your clients feel about you. And the one of the biggest casualties of a bad investment, again, do it in inverted commas because bad for you, is trust. It's really hard to trust people again because you do feel like there's a lot of shysters out there. And there are, right? But you'll get the more times you make poor investment decisions, the more wise you will get to whether it's right for you or not. So that's a learning. So that's a good thing, right? So it's never a waste of time to do these things. And the kind of thought that I want to leave you with here, that if you are scared, stuck of wasting time and money, talk to, if you're drawn to someone and you think I'd really like to work with them, talk to them. Talk to them. And if they don't give you the space to do that, you know that, right, they're probably not a good fit for you. But if, you know, voice your fears, because all of us who provide a service, and you will be the same for your clients, right? All of us who provide a service, we want to know what's stopping people or what people are frightened of, because that really helps us to make things better, to make our communication better, and perhaps to adjust what we offer to provide that support. So it's really, that's really, really important. So always, yeah, just reach out to that person and say, do you know what? I'm not sure, but I'd like to talk to you. Great. Do that. You know, I'd love it if you said that to me, because, you know, we can talk about it. Not, oh, great, let's go down on a call and I can convince you that you have to do it now because the time is running. If you don't do it today, your life's just going to be not worth living. But let's actually talk about this and see what it means in reality. And that trust and that ability to do that is what's going to make the difference with you finding the next person that who's going to support you on your journey. So you are not broken. You might be scared, stuck of wasting time and money, but it's not because you're broken. It's because the system, on the large part, is just rubbish. It's burnt you and, you know, you're right to be a little bit cynical. But there are good people out there. There is some fantastic support out there that you can access. And I hope that you do, because that might be the thing that's going to catapult, whether that's like a tiny little catapult or a stratospheric catapult, your business and your confidence and everything that you need to move forward. So yeah, thanks for joining me today, and I will see you next week on another episode of Unstuck. Thanks for listening to Unstuck. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's show, I'd love it if you left a review. It really helps more solo business owners find the podcast and reminds them they're not alone. Want to chat about this episode or suggest a future topic? You'll find me on Instagram @Libby Langley. See you next week.